Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and never cease praising you. God is great and greatly to be praised, a greatness that cannot be measured. One generation proclaims to the next what you've done, recounting your mighty deeds. I ponder on the glorious splendor of your majesty. I tell the tale of your wonderful deeds. They manifest your awesome power, revealing your greatness. They celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness and sing of your justice. God is gracious, tenderly compassionate, long-suffering, abounding in covenant love. God is good to all, tenderly compassionate to all creation. All your creation praises you, O God, and all your faithful bless you. They speak of the glory of your reign and tell of your might. They make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures through all generations. You are faithful in all your words, gracious in all your deeds. God upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand, satisfying the desires of every living thing. God is just in every way, offering covenant love in everything God does. God is near to all who call, who cry to God from their hearts. God fulfills all our desires, hears our cry, and saves us. God watches over all who love. The wicked are destroyed. My lips will praise God, and everyone will bless God's holy name forever, for ages unending. A key theme in Psalm 145 is that of totality and comprehensiveness. This is expressed by the acrostic form. The first verse begins with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the second with the second letter, and so on. Totality is also clearly stated in the following verses. Verses 1 and 2, I will extol you, my God and King, and never cease praising you. Verse 13, God is faithful in all his words, loving in all his deeds. And Psalm 21, verse 21, everyone will bless God's holy name forever, for ages unending. Psalm 145 is a psalm praising God, the King, God who reigns. I will extol you, my God and King. They speak of the glory of your reign and tell of your might. They make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures through all generations. The psalmist recognizes that the reign of God is a gracious reign, for God cares for and saves especially the weak and needy. God, he writes, upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand, satisfying the desires of every living thing. And God fulfills all our desires, hears our cry, and saves us. God watches over all who love. Various characteristics of God are praised in this psalm. Firstly, God is great and powerful. The psalm reads, God is great and greatly to be praised, a greatness that cannot be measured. One generation proclaims to the next what you've done, recounting your mighty deeds. I ponder on the glorious splendor of your majesty. I tell the tale of your wonderful deeds. They manifest your awesome power, revealing your goodness. And also, they speak of the glory of your reign, tell of your might. They make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. The psalm speaks also of God's glory, God's beauty radiantly manifest. Verse 5, I ponder all the glorious splendor of your majesty. And they speak of the glory of your reign. They tell of your might. They make known to all peoples your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. God is good. They celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness. And verse 9, God is good to all. The psalm speaks also of God as just. They sing of your justice. God is just in every way. God is gracious. That's verse 8 and verse 13. You are gracious in all your deeds. God is tenderly compassionate. That's verse 8 and the following verse. God is tenderly compassionate to all creatures. God is long-suffering, sometimes translated slow to anger. That's in verse 8. The psalm speaks of God's covenant love, like God's commitment to us, to creation. God, says the psalm, is abounding in covenant love. God offers covenant love in everything God does. God is faithful in all God's words. God is close, near to all who call, who cry to God from their hearts. God is holy. Everyone will bless God's holy name. And verse 8, pick it up again. God is gracious, tenderly compassionate, long-suffering, and abounding in covenant love. This, verse 8, is a creedal formula found throughout the Hebrew Bible. As we pray this with Jesus, we recall scene after scene where we see Jesus' tender compassion, remembering Jesus' words, "If you see me, you see the Father." Commenting on God's tender compassion and long-suffering love, Origen, the first Christian scripture scholar, in his commentary on the book of Ezekiel, writes, "The Father, God of the universe, long-suffering, full of mercy and compassion. Is it possible that God does not suffer in any way? Do you not know that when he undertook human affairs, he underwent human suffering? If people call on him, he's moved with compassion and shares their pain. He suffers greatly from love and enters into the experience of things which, because of the greatness of his nature, he cannot of himself experience. For our sakes, he takes upon himself human suffering." All your faithful, the psalm says, bless you. The faithful are the chassidim, those who welcome God's chesed, God's covenant love, and are faithful to the covenant. "You are faithful," says the psalm, "in all your words. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. God is near," says the psalmist in verse 18. "God is near to all who call, who cry to God from their hearts." How the psalmist would have loved to see Jesus. Jesus himself said, "Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but didn't see it, to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." How near God comes to us in Jesus.